USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Thousands of Burning Man attendees finally got to leave after intense rain over the weekend flooded campsites and filled them with thick, ankle-deep mud, stranding more than 70,000.
Thousands of people have been stuck at the event located in the desert after torrential downpours caused muddy conditions. Organizers noted the mud made the main road into and out of the event site impassable. The mass exodus from the event site has begun at a slow but steady process. I'm Dave Collins.
In a Saturday interview, former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke out in defense of masking up amid today's rising COVID cases.
If, in fact, we get to the point where the volume of cases is such and organizations like the CDC recommend, CDC doesn't mandate anything, I mean recommends, that people wear masks, I would hope that they abide by the recommendation and take into account the risk to themselves and to their families.
First Lady Jill Biden testing positive for COVID-19 yesterday, while President Joe Biden remains negative for the virus. The First Lady is currently experiencing only mild symptoms, according to her communications director. She is remaining at the Biden's vacation home in Delaware, where the first couple was staying over the Labor Day weekend. Ocean City, Maryland lifeguards busy over the weekend by making nearly 400 rescues as tourists enjoyed the beaches along the popular resort area. The leftovers in the Atlantic of Hurricane Idalia and Frederick and other storms sent big waves and strong rip currents through the area. Ocean City Beach Patrol Captain Butch Arbin actually sent out an alert to warn them of the high rip current risk. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes, it is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double
yeah.
that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta, Georgia to Barcelona, Spain was diverted back to its original airport after a passenger experienced a, quote, onboard medical issue, unquote, which the pilot reported.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
The website flightradar24.com shows Delta flight DL-194 was about 2 hours into its 8-hour flight when it turned around over Virginia and headed back to Atlanta. One of Greece's most famous landmarks is trialing limiting its daily visitors starting yesterday. The Athens Acropolis archaeological site attracts visitors from around the world to marvel at the ancient cultural spot. Going forward, though, visitors will be capped at 20,000 a day, with a booking website keeping track of footfall and enforcing an hourly slot system. The goal of the new system, which is currently in its trial stages, will tackle overcrowding and guarantee the safety and longevity of the monument. The spotted lanternfly, the invasive insect native to China and parts of Taiwan, Vietnam, Japan, and India, has spread and multiplied here in the U.S. in 14 states. Experts say if you see it, kill it. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's? Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.